Great Northern Radio show live from the Chief in downtown Bemidji. That's the first time I heard of Bemidji was when I went to school, and all my teachers at the Iron Range school where I went had been to Bemidji State to learn how to be teachers. So they would tell these stories like, back at BSU. And then they said something else because I don't know what it was because none of us were paying attention. But I'm sure it was really interesting, and I came here to find out what it was. Well, I'm going to transport you now to the Sustainable Forestry Room at BSU, where a workshop is about to begin. No teacher left behind.
Oh, hello. Excuse me. Is this the...
Teacher Career Counselor's Office? Why, yes. And you must be another wayward education student at a crossroads in their life. You must feel distraught, purposeless, afraid you've wasted good money on a degree you don't know what to do with.
Yes! How did you know?
Education students are all the same, dear. Tell me, whenever you think of your murky and frightening future, do you instead go onto the internet and look at pictures of adorable puppies running through meadows and joyfully pursuing scraps of bacon?
Oh my goodness, it's true. You seem to know everything about me. Can you help me determine what I should teach?
I certainly can. In fact, I can determine your proper subject with just 5 carefully chosen questions. Rest assured, dear, you'll know your proper subject in minutes.
Oh, how wonderful. Okay, I'm ready.
First question, what is your name?
Monica Kraus.
Your last name has only one syllable. That's very good. Teachers with one-syllable names are much more intimidating. Second question. Which of these nicknames would you most prefer your students call you? Crazy Kraus or Killer Kraus?
Oh my, I never thought about that before. I'd have to say, Killer Kraus.
Excellent, excellent. That's what I thought you would have said. I would have said that too. Next question. Do you have any military experience?
Well, I was in ROTC for 2 semesters.
Well, then it's settled.
What?
I know exactly what kind of teacher you should be.
Oh, you do? What kind? Oh, please tell me.
Oh, not just yet. I need to be sure. One final test. I have in front of me this hamster. His name is Mr. Squeakers. Your task is to get him to run in his hamster wheel. You have 30 seconds.
What, I...
Gun,
what?
Go!
Oh, okay, come on, Mr. Squeakers, get in that wheel there. Come on now, you can do it. You've been eating all those fatty hamster pellets all day, and this will be good for you.
20 seconds left.
Now, come on, Mr. Squeakers, what are you waiting for? Just hop on up and start running. Get up on there and get going.
10 seconds.
I need you to hustle, Squeakers. You think I'm going to wait all day? Now jump on that wheel and give me 20 turns, now. You want to climb a rope instead? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, that was wonderful. Wonderful. You are clearly a physical education instructor.
Oh. Oh, my goodness, you're right. That felt so natural. I can see it now. A future of shouting from the gut. Mm. Students doing laps and lunges. Mm. My life has purpose. My life has meaning. Thank you, Christina.
You're very welcome, dear. Please send the next wayward soul in. Hello there, you must be Leslie.
That's right. I hope you can help me. I feel as if I'm drifting without purpose through life, lost, at sea, like a lonely albatross caught on a foreign wind in the middle of an empty ocean.
Fear not. In just a few seconds, I can determine your correct career. First question. If you were a Greek god, whom would you be?
I suppose I would have to be Hera, Zeus's wife. Even though he threw lightning bolts, she didn't take any crap.
Oh, excellent. I'm almost positive of what teacher you should be. I only have one final test for you that will make me certain. 1 second. Here we go. This is my orangutan, Mrs. Scribbles. Yes, that's good, Mrs. Scribbles. Mrs. Scribbles is unique because she simply loves to write. Here you go. Here's a pen. Leslie, your task is to get Mrs. Scribbles to write a single comprehensible sentence.
Oh, my goodness, I don't know how to do.
You have until I finish eating this apple. And go!
Now, Mrs. Scribbles, it looks like you have, well, interesting penmanship. And, oh, my goodness, that's an A. You just wrote a letter. Oh, now how about a word? Try to write a word, like the name of your favorite food. How about banana? It's a B-A-N-N.
Only one N, dearie.
Oh, of course. B-A-N-A-N. There you go. Very good, very good. Now you have a subject. We need a verb. You like to eat bananas. So how about you write, a banana tastes good.
Nearly done, dear. I do love eating the core whole.
Come on, Mrs. Scribbles. There you go. A banana tastes good. There you did it. Oh, you did it. Wonderful.
Wonderful. You are a natural English teacher.
You're right. If I can teach Mrs. Scribbles to write, I can teach anyone. Oh, thank you, Christina. Thank you.
Of course, dear. Send the next lost individual into my care, please.
Well, hello, Christina. I'm Greg.
Oh, aren't you a little old to be in college, Greg?
Well, I started back in the 70s and then the 80s and the 70s and... Anyway, I guess you probably know why I'm here. I used to think I could be a math teacher, but I got so hung up with all the multiplying, squaring, and I never could figure out the quadratic equation.
You do sound very divided. So many people struggle with their futures, and I promise that I can help you with just minutes of your time. I have a feeling I know exactly what you could be. Do you think you could help me with a small problem?
Well, I'll do what I can.
Here's the thing. Next week is the Bemidji State Educators Pie Social. I promised that my two macaw parrots, Joan and Suzanne, will sing Danny Boy at the event. Are you familiar with that tune, Danny Boy?
Well, sure, but I'm not sure how I can help.
Oh, here they are. Now, I just need you to get them to sing a few bars. Quickly now, before I finish the climax of the Hunger Games. And go!
Okay, Joanne, Suzanne, listen to me now. Listen, listen. Oh, Danny Boy. Now you try, you try. No, 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 no. Joan, Joan, you have a lower pitch like this. Danny Boy. Da, da, that means you're alto. Suzanne, you have a much higher pitch. You're falsetto or soprano. That's me. We both sing in different keys.
Oh, this book is so exciting. I think you'd better hurry.
Come on, birdies. Now let's try it in different keys, please. There you go. There. Keep singing. Keep singing.
You've done it. Just listen to them. You are a choir director, if I've ever seen one.
By gosh, you're right. Now sing for me. Sing!
Oh, oh Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
The Great Northern Radio Players. And portraying the parrots there was, you might remember, Iris Kologi from earlier in the night in our Hibbing show, and also joining her, Kaya Roy, a wonderful local talent from here in Bemidji.